Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Florida is one of 45 states which has adopted the new English Literacy and Math Standards known as Common Core. Schools are scheduled to fully use the new standards in every grade by 2014 and a new test in the spring of 2015. But the chairman of the Senate Education Committee is concerned the state might not meet those deadlines. Senator John Legge of Port Richey sat down with State Impact Florida's John O'Connor to talk about whether schools will be ready.
The Common Core standards in Florida, so far it's been a united front. Republican leadership, Democratic leadership, the union, Board of Education, everybody's basically supporting these things fully. Elsewhere, there's been some pushback against these things. How do you prepare to make the public relations or public argument about why these standards are necessary?
Sure. You know, I am beginning to see some, I think it's misconception, a misunderstanding that this is a federal intrusion or a Washington intrusion on states. You know, this is 45 states coming together to compete and collaborate with each other in order to make each individual state stronger so we can be competitive against our neighboring countries and ensure that our students are prepared for them. I do expect as we begin to implement some of these standards that because sometimes when we look in the mirror, we're going to see warts and all, and we're going to want to replace that mirror. Our students are not going to perform well at first when it reflects these standards. We're not as strong as we think we are. And I think that as we implement this, that will be the pushback, is we won't like what we see in the mirror, so we want to replace the mirror.
There was some concerns at some point during the legislative session that Florida might not be ready for the new testing requirements, and then there's also been some questions about, you know, the deadlines on the new standards. Where do you see the state right now with the implementation for both the standards and then the accompanying testing?
The implementation is a concern of mine. You know, we could have the greatest policy and the greatest standards out there, but if we don't implement it correctly, it will all implode on itself. Unfortunately, with the transition, and in my view, we have not been able to implement Common Core as effectively as perhaps some of our partnering states. So that is a concern, is how we implement this. I don't think the state is ready at the assessment level. When you look at how we want to implement the assessment on the digital side, the online assessments, the technology for it, our school districts are not there. So we put into effect that we cannot implement these new standards until we have the technology capacity and load test the capacity. Some districts are there. Some districts are almost there. But before we can do this statewide, all districts need to be there so all students can implement it.
The State Board of Education, part of their requirements for which test that they're going to decide to choose is that there has to be a pencil and paper option. Is it okay for the state to start with pencil and paper tests in some districts and online tests in others?
You know, I have a concern that I have not heard the State Board of Education meeting yet. I haven't listened in on that one, but I have some great reservations about having two sets of types of tests. We need to phase out the paper and pencil. We need to implement the digital. I'm in the camp of we need to do it all digital and we need to do it all at once. You know, now is that an unmovable position? If we have a flight path that transitions over a year, perhaps there's some room to compromise. But as a whole, I'm in the camp that we need to do digital and we need to do it all at once. We need to test it out. We can't have paper and pencil in some districts and digital in others.
Port Richey State Senator John Legge with John O'Connor of State Impact Florida. Find out how math lessons are changing under Common Core and why you should not accept school grades on the surface and much more from State Impact Florida at WUSF.org.